who is your protagonist in this scene, and how did he find himself in this position?
The protagonist in the book is a journalist, Martin Skarsten, a former foreign correspondent traumatised by an incident in the Middle East. He's been back for a year in Australia, and his editor sends him to this town, Riversend. It's a fairly easy assignment. It's to report on how the town is coping a year on from a terrible shooting incident where the local priest has inexplicably shot dead five of his congregation before dying himself. It's a simple assignment, how the town is coping, but the longer Martin spends in the town, the more he uncovers and the more he suspects that the conventional wisdom about why the priest did what he did is not correct.
So it's a little bit like one of those stranger comes to the country town and uncovers a dark secret stories, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess it's a familiar device, and very much the reader follows Martin. There's no scenes where Martin isn't present.
Did you go out and hang around a lot of those strange little back sort of New South Wales towns to actually get a bit of a feel and do the research on this?
I travelled throughout the Murray-Darling Basin at the height of the millennial drought back in the summer of 2008-2009. I was researching a non-fiction book called The River, which was published in 2010 by Melbourne University Press. And it was that experience that stayed with me afterwards, particularly not just the devastation in the environment, but the devastation amongst towns and people. Despair, banks foreclosing on farmers, the ever-present sort of suggestion of suicide, but also the resilience, the good humour, the community spirit of the people there. So the landscape stayed with me. So then when I started writing a crime story, it just made the perfect fit.
Yes, did you write other genres apart from crime stories, Chris?
I have written two non-fiction books. This is my first novel. I love doing it. I'm not going to do anything else from now on. I'm just going to write more novels, and at least the next couple will be crime novels.